Absolutely no money. One person asked Hazrat Mu'tanwi Sahib Rahmatullahi, my heart craves for Sima. Sima is what we know as Nazams. And you disapprove of it. Private someone did it, it's alright, in a simple way. But it's with a lot of style and shun, then you disapprove of it. When it's in a simple way, it's alright, how they have in the jalsa. But when it's with a lot of style and a lot of tune, then you disapprove of it. Why is it that you disapprove? So Mawlana asked him, what's the main theme in tasawwuf? One is the goal, right? Like someone starts a business. So what's the goal? Goal is profit, right? I must see something. At the end of my effort, I must see something. So that's called the goal. That's called the objective. But then what's the procedure? What's the effort? So he says the effort is mujahada. Mujahada can be translated as exertion, exert yourself. Exertion can be in different ways. One is you desire for something and you deny yourself. Your heart desires eating now. You deny yourself, saying that Allah's command to keep roza, so I will deny myself. Or your heart desires to see something wrong, and you resist, you hold back. So any exertion for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you can perhaps take a motor car for namaz, but you prefer coming walking. Why? Because in walking is an exertion, tiring yourself. So that's called mujahada. You exert yourself for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And that exerting is taking you to Allah Ta'ala. See, like walking is taking you to Allah Ta'ala. And the walking is done for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Not any effort. Sometimes you will make a mistake when they explain mujahada. On a cold day, there is hot water available, but someone is using cold water. You will not call that mujahada. Water is available, then why must you leave that out and deliberately hurt yourself? It wasn't a sunnah now that you must use cold water to make wuzu. There is evidence in the sunnah that a person walks to the masjid, then there is a reward on every step. So there is evidence for that. But leaving out the hot water and deliberately using hot water, deliberately using the cold water, there is no evidence for that. So there's no evidence for that, then you can't say that is mujahada. So exerting yourself, sometimes the exerting or exertion is financial, sometimes it is physical, sometimes it is emotional. So these are all exertions. When we use the word sacrifice, sometimes we are not too clear. When a person talks about sacrifice, his mind goes on qurbani. You're doing some sacrifice. So your mind goes on that. But you say exertion, yeah, you exert yourself. Sometimes financially, sometimes physically, sometimes mentally, sometimes emotionally. So you're holding yourself. You went home and your wife told you something. And you want to say, you want to also say something back. But you're holding yourself. Why? For the sake of Allah Ta'ala. You don't want to say the wrong thing, so you're holding yourself back. So that's called exertion, that's called mujahada. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you are holding yourself for a right cause. So that's called exertion, that's called mujahada. So he asked about Sima, and I asked, what is the whole theme? The theme is mujahada. So then one asked him, alright, I want to know from you, does your heart crave for Sima? He said, definitely. He said that we are making mujahada. The heart naturally craves. So, some tabla, sarangi, going, damadam, mastakalandar, hearing all that. So you want to hear all these things here, and you want to do these things here. Right? And if it's a note that is going very high, you want to jump also, you want to jive also. All that happens. So you want to do it, but you're holding yourself. So now we'll ask him, then I want to know, then am I in the mujahada or you in the mujahada? Am I in the tasawuf or you? See how easily we want to explain the whole thing. This is the, like you can say, like the karamat of Abu Zughanuddin. In few words, simple ways, simplicity, to explain a thing that is very, very complicated and difficult. So now, this deen requires mujahada, exertion. So anybody got anything, he got it through exertion. There was one saintly person, they used to call him Rasul Numa. Rasul Numa, Numa means to show. So he would show Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anybody would come to him and say, alright, bring about 100,000. That time 100,000 rupees, that time 200 years ago, would be about 10 million, right? So get 10 million. So you'll get the 10 million and he would make sure that this person sees Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that day. Now things are working out. So his wife comes to him and says, you know, you're showing the whole world and I'm getting left out. The whole world is seeing. So said, what do you bring 10 million? Said, so where must I get the 10 million? Whatever I got is from you. It's your blessings that I'm enjoying. Where must I get the money from? So he thought of a plan. He says, whatever you do, you dwell up too beautifully, like a bride, you know. Imagine you are on your wedding day now, just dress up, doll up, lipstick and mehndi and the works, just put everything. She dolled up the dress and powder and mehndi, whatever else. She did everything properly. Now it's an old auntie, and that old auntie is dressing up like this, can you imagine? Just then when she dressed up properly, you know, like a bride, an old hag now, 75 years of age, and she dressed up like this. So he called her brother, hey, see what your sister is up to here. When she saw her sister, she saw her brother coming, she flustered and she just fainted. She couldn't take it now. My brother is seeing me in this state here. She just fainted. And in that state of unconsciousness, she saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as Haji Sahib Rahmatullah is explaining, then what's the link here? The dressing and seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the link, what's the relationship? He says, if that Buzurg had himself given the wife 10 million, right, and the wife had returned the 10 million back to him, then there wouldn't have been an exertion. It's just changing hands. I put the 10 million and you return the 10 million. So was there any exertion? There was no exertion involved. But I asked her to dress up like this, like a young 16, 17, and I called her brother. Now, when she saw this, she's really worked up. And she was worked up, you know, to that ultimate, that she fainted and then she saw. So this mujahada is required, is a desired thing. Though in this age and time, Allah Pak made the mujahada very, very easy. But you cannot rule it off that you don't go through some mujahada, something or the other, you have to. Sometimes it is that buzur shouting. He's shouting for no reason. No reason, but just give it to you. I still whack you. And the next moment you see, hey, things just opened out for you. So they put you through that mujahada because this is what is the theme. You must go through some mujahada. And then after the mujahada is mushahada. You did the mujahada, now you come closer to Allah Ta'ala. But now you just want to go straight, you want to get it, you can't, that can't happen. It doesn't normally happen. Allah can make anything happen. What stops Allah Ta'ala? But then He's made this the path. You follow this path here, and you will come through. One person, he's got that urged to become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. He wants to thread the path, that crave is coming to him. I must do something. Get that love of Allah Ta'ala in my heart. So this opportunity Allah Ta'ala gives everybody. After you come around age, you know, 15, 16, Allah Ta'ala creates an urge in you. That you want to become close to Allah Ta'ala. You want to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. So He creates that. Then someone exploits it, and he exploits it correctly. And someone doesn't take full advantage of it. So blessed is that soul who takes the full advantage. Allah inspired you, then you exploited that thing. You went after it. And you didn't rest until you acquired it. One person, he's got this urge. As he's got this urge, now he's hunting. Now where must I go to find a sheikh? I don't know this thing here. But the urge to meet Allah Ta'ala, to become the friend of Allah Ta'ala, that's going very fierce in me. It's just going. So he's walked around, seeing this place, that place. One person played the prank on him. He knows that this person is a trickster, he is off, completely off course. So go to him. He's sincere, he doesn't know. He's searching for Allah Ta'ala, and he doesn't know. This person directed him to that person. That person is completely off the course. So now, comes up to him and he says, you know what, this is what I want. So that person first refused. When he refused, he's insisting, oh, you must. Was just to get him off his head. So he says to him, you know what, you see this tree here, the tree is totally dried out. You can see for about 5 years, I think it's dried out. So you look after this tree, and when it begins to bear fruit, and the fruit ripens, you bring it to me, and then I'll give you the next lesson. Now, you can see the exertion now. So now, he went looking after the tree. The owner of the tree said, why are you trespassing? He said, oh, see, I don't want anything from you. This is an exercise my sheikh has appointed, has instructed me. I'm just doing this. I just need some equipment, maybe a spade or a hoe, whatever, and some water, so that I can look after this tree, I can attend to this tree. Night and day, and he's exerting himself, looking after the tree, making dua, exerting himself, applying manure. That thing is totally dried out. By the command of Allah Ta'ala, in the second year, that thing just starts coming up again. You can see that thing sprouting, leafing, and then slowly the flowering coming up, and then the mango came in, and then it ripened. When it ripened, now the people of that, the owners of that place, hey, now we'll pay you to look after this thing here. No, we thought this thing was totally dead. And this mango, this species of mangoes is totally extinct. And you brought it up. So we'll pay you now. So, no, I don't need this now. He went and returned all the equipment In the meanwhile, what happened? If anybody ate from that tree, immediately he became a wali. Now, I was speaking to you about Takween and Tashri. Right? Some of these people of Takween, they're having a mashwara. A mashwara is about this person has died in a certain area. Abdal has died and he needs to be replaced. That's why they call him Abdal, Badal. Ek jata hai, to uske badle mein koi dusra aata hai. One goes and in place of him another person comes in. So as they're having a mashwara, so those people are saying, right, who's the most suitable candidate? And one person says, oh, this person is the most suitable candidate. See, unflinching, unbroken effort, total dedication, no promise for anything. But he just attended to this thing here. Although the person played a prank on him, but look at the exertion that he went through. So he seems to be the most suitable candidate. Yeah, when they all agreed, alright, this person is a candidate, suitable candidate, they made dua. When they made dua now, his heart just changed. When his heart changed, now he saw that fire of love. When he saw that fire of love, now he went to return the equipment. Those people are saying now, see, we weren't paying you up till now, now we'll pay you. Not the normal, we'll pay you 3 times the salary. See, that money wasn't the maqsood here. The money wasn't the goal. The goal was to reach Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, they asked me to do this, I did this. And because of the exertion with sincerity, Allah Ta'ala liked it. If Allah Ta'ala liked it, He connected me. So I don't need this thing here. What do I need to do this for? I don't need this thing here. So this exertion, that's the thing, you see. We don't realize. We think now we come here the first day, second day, we don't dream. Something will happen, some nur will fall. See? So this is how we think of it. But the idea is exertion. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, to exert yourself. And so to explain, it can be physical, mental, emotional, see? Financial, different ways. As the Shaykh Ramtah writes, that one king, he's got the urge to learn alchemy. Alchemy is an art, a normal metal or something, and it's transformed into gold. So he's got that urge. And they say, see, there's three people that when they are bent on something, you can't turn them. If they're bent on something, then you can't turn them. One is a king. He's a ruler. If he's bent on something, you can't turn him. Because he's got all control, he's got all everything under him. So how are you going to turn him around? You can't turn him around. One is Raja Hat, one is Balak Hat. Balak means child. When the child is bent on something, then you can't turn him. Right? And the third is Orat. When she wants something, she'll have her way. These three people, so you have to be a wise person to be able to control them at that time. So, Akbar and one of his wazir, maybe it was Birbal or something, they having a discussion. And Akbar says, no, you can't turn the child. Why can't you turn the child? Birbal says, see, if he's bent on something, then you can't turn him. Alright, so as a test case, they call on a child. So they ask the child, what you want? So he says, I want an elephant. So Akbar is a king, I call for an elephant. Alright. What else you want? I said, I want a dish. Call for a dish. Now, what else you want? I said, now that elephant put into the dish. Now I want it. The child is crying, I want it. No, can't do it. So this Birbal is saying, see, to get that thing right, you need some intelligence. Intelligence, and that intelligence will work it out. So he's become Ziddi, right? He's bent on something, and you also are denying him He'll cry and you won't get him to just give in. So to get him to give in, so you need some intelligence, and you'll manipulate him. You'll work him on. So say, alright, you do it. So, alright. So ask the child what you want. I want a big dish. What a big dish. What else you want? An elephant. So he went to the bazaar and got a made up elephant, you know. Took the elephant, put it for the dish. Story is over, you see. So now that little bit of intelligence required is to manipulate the child. How you will work him. This, otherwise that zid, it will drive you crazy. So now this king has got that craze that I want to learn the art of alchemy. So he's talking to his people, you know, I need this thing here. Someone is saying, Adghas wa Ahlam is just a far-fetched dream, you can't get this thing. And someone said, no, there is one person that knows it. But he is living in the informal settlement, in the Jondwals he is living. That person knows it. The king said, alright, summon him quickly, straight, bring him. You got control, king got control, you got power, might. They call him, hey, I'm going to learn alchemy. I don't know about this thing, yeah? No, you have to learn, you have to teach me. I don't know about it. Explain the king, see, had I had the art of alchemy, would I have been living there? I would have been living in Musgrave, man. All those properties, I would have been living in the Jondwals, like that. But anyway, they send him away. King's shouting at you, you're misleading me. The person living in the Jondwal, how could he be learning alchemy? How can he be teaching alchemy? So the advisor tells him, see, there's a procedure. You didn't follow the procedure, therefore he will never teach you. What's the procedure? The procedure is, you must, whatever you are, you have to just humble yourself, give in, humble yourself, make yourself feel like nothing, absolutely nothing. Right? You make yourself absolutely nothing, and then the second thing is, you have to then win him over. Win his love and confidence. So one is you make yourself nothing. Number two is you win his love. Oh, that's the trick here, right? The king disguised himself with some Haitian cloth and disheveled his hair, some dust over his clothing and his face and all that. And he comes to this person in the Jondwals. What do you want? So, I just have a liking for you. Hey, go get him, get him. I mean, I just have a liking. I want to make your khidmat. So, in the morning, he's milking his goat, offering him the milk, tea. At night, he's oiling his hair, pressing his leg, fishing the water from the well. Any small thing, big thing, the day and the night. Carried on for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. Again, he's pressing the leg nicely. Oiling the hair nicely, combing the beard, washing the clothes. Imagine the king, and he's doing all this thing here. After about 6 months, you see this, this is called talab, what? When you got the talab, then you achieve. And you don't have the talab, then it's just in words. No, I'm trying. So if you have that true talab, then you come to the goal. When jadda wajad, you try, you have got that talab, you've got that urge, then Allah opens the way for you. But that talab requires that you annihilate yourself, win the person over to you. You gave yourself up so much to him that you won his confidence, you won his love. So the king, he with all that Haitian cloth, humbled himself, absolutely nothing. Allah give us that. That's what is required, that we humble ourselves in search for the true love. For the imaginary love, how much haven't we done? For the bride, how much we don't do? The love of the bride. Marinate and decide meat from here and there. No, this marinate is something extra special. For that holiday, what don't we do? For that wealth, what don't we do? For that car, don't we become crazy for the love of it? Now you are crying for the ultimate. This is just a dream. You know, a man thinks about his past life. You're 70, and you think about your past. Is it anything more than a dream? Nothing, absolutely nothing. Yeah, you're looking for the ultimate, for Allah Ta'ala. And then you want to give such a small price. That must be the biggest price. Carry on. Yabam or Nayabam. Just the jua mikunam. Whether I come there or I don't come, I'll carry on trying. I'll try and I'll try right till my last. So that's the type of urge, desire, enthusiasm and talab that is required. I'll try and I'll go on trying and I'll go on trying. After all, our effort is to gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah describes Sahaba Kiram, so he rounds it up, all what they're doing, يَبْتَوُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِدْوَانَ. They are searching for what? What are they desirous of? Of His pleasure. Where Allah speaks about the Sahaba, سِمَاهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ وَأَشِدَّاهُ وَالْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. I mean, he rounds it up, what they are? They are looking for Allah's pleasure. So what was the exertion for? What was the difficulty for? What was the pain for? Leaving Makkah Mukarramah, spending the type of wealth, breaking away from the family, etc. So what was this? What was it all for? So it was this special love of Allah Ta'ala that they were looking for. They were looking for that love and that pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Now, again, look at it properly. For Jannat, Allah says, Silatullahi Khaliya. That price is a heavy price. You're asking for Jannat, it's a heavy price. But the essence of Jannat is Allah Ta'ala. Without Allah Ta'ala, what is Jannat? So the essence, the cream on the top, cherry on the top, right? The ultimate of Jannat is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Seeing Allah Ta'ala, Allah's love, Allah's muhabbat, that's the whole essence. So for Jannat you're paying so much, then for the ultimate, how much you must pay? So anyway, now, this talab, this is what Allah, we ask Allah, we get that talab, you know, that urge to find Allah, to gain Allah's love, to gain His love, muhabbat. How do we get about, how do we go about doing it? So I explain two things. He's like the king, he gave himself up. See, from where he was, from the throne to Haitian cloth. Right? From having 1,000 attendants to himself being an attendant for the person in the jundul. See that? Where he had 1,000 attendants, now he is attending to the person in the jundul. See that? That's the type of talab that is required. Then something strikes. Now, this person labored so hard for 6 months, and that man, he feels now, this person really loves me, you know. He really loves me, and because he really loves me, therefore he's making so much of khidmat, morning, evening, he's not looking at day, he's not looking at night, he's not looking at a weekend, he's not looking at a weekday, nothing, not looking at his own health, he's just after me. That's the level of talab. The talab has gone to such a level. He's searching for me. So let me give it to him now. Let me give him that alchemy. So he's coming from the jundul. Can you imagine now what he must be? He's a jahil, ignorant person, doesn't know much about ilm and all that. So now in passing one day he says to the king, Mere paas ek ilm hai. Can't even say that proverb. Mere paas ek ilm hai. The king does ilam ki ACBC, forget that thing. Mujhe to teri zaat chahiye. I just need you. You all love it. So, nahi, mere paas ek ilam hai. Ab to main buddha ho gaya hu. I'm old now. And I may just go away with this thing here. Kuch chhodo nahi. No, I must give it to you. He's pushing and this person is doing like he doesn't want it. He's pushing most and all. This person here really came because of my love. Now he is confirmed it. This man here, he likes me. So he went and explained the whole procedure, how it's done. experiment, the old experiment, this plant here and that herb, and you put it at this temperature, that metal, and put this thing together with that thing and the other thing. Well, don't dream about alchemy, please, because it's extinct. We are a student, really got nuts. So in the kitab shop, he followed alchemy book. So what are you going to do? Siddha? I made a strike it. I say, you try from now to Qiyamah, inshallah, I will come through. But the things have gone extinct, you can't get in now. I don't say nobody will have it. Some, maybe one in a trillion person, someone may have it, but you don't want to share it. So the king, that Chacha is explaining the king, the whole thing, A to Z. Five times, I said, now, five times you do it in my presence. So by now the king has mastered it. Five times he's done it in the presence of the king. This plant here, that, put it at this temperature, mix this thing with that. Came right. The moment the king learned the thing, he's disappeared, gone. So this Jondol Chacha is saying, hey, you see what is a logo in a car? Kisi ke bharosa nahi karna chahiye. That's why people say, don't trust. I wouldn't trust this person. The moment he learned it, he's disappeared. Now when he's disappeared, now the king is on the throne. Now he told one of his attendants, go and get the chacha. So the chacha comes in, that Jondol chacha comes in. Says, king is saying, mujhe pehchana. He's been serving the king. The king been serving him for 6 months. Why won't he recognize him? He recognized him straight. One shot, he recognized him. So he told the king, see, this alchemy, this art of alchemy, ye aise hi apne aap ko mitane se hasil hota hai. He was asking that mitane se paata hai aur paane se mitate hai. This is mitana. See, you annihilated. That's the meaning of annihilate. He left himself. His ego, himself, his esteem, everything. He gave it up just in search for this. But you can you see the price that he paid just to learn that art of alchemy? When he didn't even need it. He's got everything, got treasures he got. He doesn't need this thing. But just that crave to learn that art of alchemy was overburdening. And he went. So you see this exertion. That's the qaida of the world. That exertion and you come through. Any profession for that matter, you want to come to the top, you have to exert yourself. See a doctor, right? When he's doing internship, they really put them through the mill. Sometimes they put them out of 24 hours, he must work in 2 weeks, he must work 16 hours continuous. 16 out of 24 hours. And then when you're becoming a surgeon, even worse. Sometimes one stretch, 30 hours, 30, 35 hours, one stretch. But you want to get at the top. So when you want to get at the top, they put you through your tracks. Somewhere they put you through. Eventually you come and you come to that position. So that's the qaida of the world. So in this material, fleeting, transitory things, right? You exert yourself so much. Now, to get the love of Allah, the true love of Allah Ta'ala, does it also, is there no procedure, no effort, nothing involved? There must be some effort, there must be some struggle. You struggle, you work yourself, consistently, show Allah Ta'ala your sincerity. Under all circumstances, you're standing with Him. No matter what's happening, but you're standing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances. Now, everything is working out for you, so you're with Allah Ta'ala. Eating well, business is right, everything. But then, when the business dropped, or the hell dropped, do you show the same level of love, affinity and allegiance? So Allah wants to see now, the highs and the lows. Are you still the same person, or you would meet only in the time of prosperity? I get amongst the whites. The girl will love you as long as there is prosperity, wealth. And when that is gone, the love has also disappeared. So Allah wants to see now, are you there with me all the time? Any situation, highs, lows, hot, cold, any situation, but are you with me? Is your allegiance now, is it so tight, so strong, then Allah gives you that love. Allah grant us one spark of His love. Because more than that, we can't even tolerate.